Welcome to another episode of We're Disappointed, the show where two average folk talk about things in media, in society, in life that tend to be disappointing.
So in this particular episode, we are talking about our pets that we have had over the years. This has been really foremost on my mind because I just got two new kitties. Yay!
Yay!
And so, like, that's been, like, my life right now is dealing with my new children. So I'm excited about that.
And Jen is a big animal person.
I am a big animal person. I love animals. Like, I mean, I just, how can you not? They're just so cute and beautiful and sweet and pure and innocent. Like, even when they're evil. Even if, like, it was, like it was, like, a tiger and it was eating me, I'd be like, aw.
Oh, Lord.
Look at it. It's so big and strong.
With your dying breath.
Yeah, I'm so proud of it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I just think that animals are the best. And I know that it's like a cliche thing to say or whatever, but I really do genuinely enjoy animals more than like 99% of people.
Yeah, I mean, 99% of people suck. So that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and like no animals suck. Like, ever. Like I said, they could be turds. But it's like usually, like especially with pets. Like with pets, usually if they're turds, it's like a training issue. So once again, you have to point the finger at the human being. Like, I feel to kind of like put into context like the sort, well, like an example of the sort of person that I am is like when I was like in middle school and it was a girl at school's like, was it her birth? It was a party of some kind. I don't think it was a birthday party because I still couldn't celebrate birthdays at that point. Mm-hmm. So it must have been like another kind of party. But like regardless, it was like the first like boy-girl party, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a deal. And like, so I went over her house and the entire time I spent sitting in the corner playing with a kitten that she had. Like, that's how I spent my time. And it was great. And, like, the mom, like, I remember her coming by and being like, oh, I'm, like, so glad that you're giving that kitten attention. Like, that girl, I don't remember the girl's name. She's like, she, like, is always so busy and, like, never has any time for it. I wanted to be like, let me take it. Let me take it home. I will love this baby. I will give it all the love it needs.
So when did you get your first pet?
I mean, I've always lived in a house that has animals.
Mm.
Like my parents, I know, like, they, I don't remember this dog, but I know that they had a dog, like, my mom had a dog who had puppies, like, when I was, like, a baby. But I don't remember any of them. The first animals that I remember having are, we had a Cocker Spaniel Poodle mix named Copper. So I remember her. I remember that, like, I want to say it was one of the first nights that we got her. It's like a very early memory for me, but she was like nervous and she pooed on the carpet.
Oh, gross.
And so, like, I remember that. And then we had cats. The first was, he was like a white, like, long-haired cat. Very beautiful. And his name was Clyde. And then we had another cat, and she was, like, longish hair as well. And she was gray and white, and her name was Bonnie. So, those are, like, my first animals.
Okay.
And then Bonnie had kittens, too. I guess, apparently, like, my parents weren't good at fixing animals when I was young. They were good later on. But, like, Bonnie had kittens, too, and we kept one of her kittens. Because Clyde was, like, my mom said, maybe my mom was lying to me because she's done that before. But Clyde disappeared, and she said that someone had taken Clyde. And so we kept a white kitten of Bonnie's, and he was Clyde the second. What about you?
We always had, as far as I could remember, we always had fish. My dad liked to keep a fish tank. I think I've complained before about how he used to make me
clean it.
Yeah, he used to make me clean the fish tank. My little 10, 12-year-old arms trying to reach into this 12-gallon tank. No, I'm sorry, into this 55-gallon tank.
I mean, it's like, yeah, it's easy to keep fish if you make someone else do the work. Yeah.
And then after that, when I was maybe 10, we got a dog for the first time. We got a Rottweiler because his friend decided he wanted to start breeding dogs. I don't know how many litters he had. I know he had at least two because we got one from the first one and we named him Rocky and he got stolen from our backyard. I know we talked about this recently. I guess it wasn't on the podcast, though. And the second litter, we got our other dog named Buster, who was a sweet boy. But it was just like my dad wanted a certain kind of dog, and he was like trying to make him that. Which is annoying. Like, don't play with him because then he won't be a guard dog or something. Like, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
You gotta, like, socialize it, though.
He didn't know what he was doing. But supposedly people came to him like he was like dog master. Like one of my cousins got like a dog he had no business having and he couldn't control it. So he like brought it to my father to like try to train it. And I don't know what the fuck happened there. I don't know if it was successful or not. I feel like it wasn't.
I mean, with that kind of training attitude, I can't see how it would be. It's like telling like someone to like stop playing with their child because you want it to grow up to be like a police officer or something.
It's like, isn't it like, from what I've seen, like, just the, it's your dog. Your dog should be friendly with you. They don't have to be friendly with everyone else, and they typically won't be, unless it's just a friendly dog. But they need to be bonded to the people that they're supposed to be protecting.
But yeah, it's like, otherwise, the dog's gonna be like, well, fuck you. Like, what reason would the dog have to try to, like, protect you guys if it doesn't consider itself part of the family?
But, and then in between there, I had a turtle who met a very unfortunate end that I'm still mad about. I shouldn't be because it was like 20 years ago, but I'm mad about it.
You can still be mad about it.
It was like, I brought him outside so he can get some air and someone moved him. I didn't know where. And they like left him on a car, a black car during the summer. Yeah, he essentially cooked.
Oh, that poor thing.
Yeah, it was fucking disgusting. I was very upset.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Not thinking. I don't know who did it, so I can't say.
How can you just, like, not...
I don't know.
I mean, that's awful. That poor little thing.
Yeah, it's very distressed. But, I remember I named him Troa after a character from Gundam Wing. Because that's what I was into at the time.
So we had
just before I forget, I also, in between there, I also had a bunch of toads that like came from the same guy that we got the dog from, because he lived further out on Long Island than we did, and essentially just they were in his yard. He's like, oh, you want some?
So they were like wild toads. Yeah.
He's like, you want some toads? I was like, okay.
Like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I feel like between, like, the dog and the turtles, I enjoyed the toads the best. I don't know why. Like, I enjoyed catching them food. Because they're cool little dudes. Like, we did get them, like, crickets from the store occasionally, but a lot of the times I would just go out in the yard and get them, like, stuff from outside. Like, little bugs.
Like, yeah, like little beetles or whatever.
And, like, crickets and, like, ants and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, that wasn't
like
their...
Do they pee all over your hands?
Huh?
Do they pee on your hands?
No. Actually, which is surprising. The turtle peed on me. But the toads did not pee on me.
Did you hear that horn honking?
Yeah.
Okay, it's stopped now.
Okay. But yeah, the turtle peed on me, but the toads did not.
They're at my grandma's house, on my mom's side. Like, her old house in Sacramento, like, she had this spigot on the side of the house that, like, constantly dripped a little bit. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, a family of toads that lived there. And so that was, like, one of the first things. Well, like, the first thing that I would do usually is she also had a black lab named Sheba. And I would pet Sheba, and Sheba would love it. Like, we were, like, pals. Mm. And then I would, like, go out in the back, and I would hang out with the toads. And the toads would pee all over me. And my mom and my grandma would always be like, they're going to give you warts. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I don't care. like, I don't know why you think this is, like, a threat to me. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm playing with the fucking toads, and I'm having a blast. We had a good time.
My mom tried to hit me with that recently because, like, where I live... Oh, this is an interesting story, just to, you know, do a tangent real quick. Where I live, we have wild lizards, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is not an area where lizards should live. I still honestly don't know how they live here. But it's like, they were on truck making a delivery to a pet shop like 30 mm-hmm. years ago 30 years ago.
So they're supposed to be pet lizards,
yeah,
and they've just been introduced
to the ecosystem
erroneously.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like there was an accident and the truck like flipped or something and they escaped.
There's a lizard break.
Yeah, exactly. And they're apparently thriving. Like every year I see some. And, like, the other day, there was one outside, and I tried to catch it. It was a little too fast. And, like, I mentioned it to my mother, and she was like, oh, you'll get warts. Something like that is not how that works.
But, and that's toads. It's toads. Yeah. Come on. Get with it.
And it's just, like, obviously, that's supposed to be, like, a deterrent. But it's, like, why? For what? What's being, harmed?
I have no idea, like, why anyone would care about, like, toads. Because, like, what are they doing? They're just, like, hanging out. But, like, lizards can be, at least, I mean, the lizards that we have out here, like, I showed you pictures of the alligator lizards that we have. Mm-hmm. Like, they get to be huge fucking monsters. And if they bite you, it hurts. Mm-hmm. Like, they have strong little jaws. And it's like, and you can't, like, make them let go.
Yeah,
like, they just, like, latch on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're, like, shaking your hand and the lizard's just like, oh. It's like, it's a bad time for everyone involved. So I could see, like, deterring, like, people from touching the big lizards.
Well, these guys are tiny, and they're, like, all tail. Mm-hmm. They're these very long, like, I guess maybe they could whip, like, an iguana, maybe.
Maybe.
But they're, like, they're, like, 3/4 tail, 1/4 body. Mm-hmm. And their tails are, like, they're pretty. They're, like, they have, like, a dark green body, and then the tail is, like, purple, like, where it connects to their body, and
oh,
then it
wow.
fades into, like, a darker green.
Nice.
I was gonna grab one and take a picture, but it got away.
As far as I know, our alligator lizards are completely, like, native. We have, like, I mean, like, because I, like, grew up in the country, and so, like, we had, like, a lot of creatures out there. Like, we had, like, the lizards. We had various snakes. Most of the snakes were, like, benign. Like, they just, like, chilled. But, like, we had rattlesnakes, too. And so that, like, it's, like, me and my mom were just talking about it the other day about, like, how much it sucks because it's, like, you don't want to hurt them. But it's also, like, they're there, and, like, we have, like, the cats running around and stuff like that, like, and then when we were kids, like, us kids running around, and so it's, like, my mom always, like, had to take care of business, meaning she had to chop its head off with a shovel. Ugh. And so it's, like, that's what she would do. It's, like, it happens. You gotta take care of business. Like, she had to do that just the other day. Like, it was, like, there is a baby rattler, like, over by these chairs where they sit, and so she had to take a shovel to it.
Yikes.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And it's, like, okay, so we had, like, we have snakes, and then we have, like, turkey and deer and coyotes. There have been mountain lions around. Like once in a great while, there's a bear that makes an appearance. But it's like, in terms of like the bigger animals, it's the mountain lions. We had mountain lions like decimate some local animals. Like my neighbors had like these really fluffy furry goats, and it did not go well. Aww. And then my another neighbor had like a pack of dogs, and it also took out several of those dogs.
Damn.
Yeah, it was intense. Like we saw like the prints like in our yard too. They were freaking huge. It's crazy.
I just looked up the lizards out here. They're called Italian mm-hmm. wall lizards. And are they really from Italy? Were released in 1966, so 55 years.
That's a lot of generations of lizards. Yeah.
So they just live here now. This is their home now. I don't know, I always feel like lizards are, you know, like warm climate animals. Like when you have like reptiles, they tell you to have like, you know, like a heat lamp and all this. I'm just like, where do they go in the winter? Because like our winters aren't
they hibernate.
Exactly mild.
They like dig underground and they hibernate.
But I mean, like through snow?
Yeah.
That just seems weird. Are they
like where I live, and they do the same thing.
Like regularly snows like New York snow.
I mean, you go a little bit further up the hill, and yeah, like maybe like 10 minutes up.
Okay.
And there's still lizards up there too. Mm. It's just like they dig deep enough to where like it like they can stay not frozen, and then they just sleep the winter.
Okay.
It was snakes too. Like I remember, like they're like in the winter. Sometimes I would come across a hibernating snake, and it would just be like this little like knot. It's like all like curled up and like this little knot, and like you hold it in your palm, and then because your palm is like warm, it starts to wake up.
Okay.
And it's like ooh.
Sounds but gross.
Nah, it's cute. So is like, I guess like the toads would probably be the most exotic animal you've ever kept.
Yeah. Aside from,
would you ever have toads again?
The crazier fish? No, I don't think so, because I feel like a pair of them were doing that hibernating thing, but then mm-hmm. they like died and they are just like stuck together.
Yeah. Oh, I remember you telling me that. It sounds horrific.
Yeah, it was traumatizing. So because of that,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
See, we had fish too, but they were always just like little like feeder goldfish. So it wasn't like the you know the tanks that you would keep. And then like I would keep for like a week or so at a time like various creatures that I would catch outside, but I wouldn't consider them to be actual pets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like. These things that aren't a dog or a cat, like we had goats, and then we had the rabbit and the guinea pig.
Mm.
The rabbit is the closest thing to evil that I've ever encountered.
Evil? I remember this. But inform our guests, our audience.
So it's like, a big reason why we had so many pets when I was growing up is that my mom's a huge animal lover too. And so it's like often without any prompting whatsoever, she'd be like, you want a so-and-so? I'd be like, hell yeah. And so it's just like, and then I would have another pet. Like it's actually started with like out of the blue, I don't even know why my mom said this, but she was like, do you want to get an iguana? And I was like, okay. And then, like, my mom, like, looked into it, and she was like, that's too intense. Like, it's too much to keep an iguana. Mm-hmm. How about a guinea pig instead? And I was like, sure. Like, that's interchangeable. I don't care. And so we got a guinea pig. And the guinea pig was insane, but, like, in a cute way. It was just, like, very nervous all the time. And so it would, like, run around its little hutch going, like, woo, 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 woo. It was so cute. And you would, like, pet it, and it would purr. It was just really adorable. It had crazy hair and red eyes. It looked evil, but it wasn't.
Mm.
And so then, like, my mom was like, we could get, like, a rabbit to keep the guinea pig company. I was like, sure. And so, like, we were going around to pet stores, and, like, there was this one pet store where it was, like, this super cute little bunny rabbit. It was, I remember it was all black. And, like, I would put my hands over the little hutch, and it would sit up on its back legs, and it would, like, want me to, like, pet it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yay, I want this one. And my mom's like, let's just, like, look at a few more pet stores and, like, see what else we can find. I was like, okay. And so we went to this one, and they had a $5 sale on rabbits. Mm-hmm. And so, like, and they were cute rabbits. Like, they were, like, a kind of, like, cream-colored, and they had floppy ears. Mm-hmm. So they were very cute. And my mom asked the pet store guy, like, is this, like, as big as they're going to get? Because it was, like, fairly small. And the pet store guy was like, yes. And the pet store guy was a fucking liar. Like, he lied to our fucking faces. Because that rabbit became fucking huge. Just this monster of a rabbit. Like, disgustingly huge. And it was mean. Like, I don't know why it was so mean. Like, I mean, I was only ever very gentle with it. Like, I would try to pet it and give it treats, and all it wanted to do was bite me and kick me to death. Like, it just hated me. It hated all humans. Like, it just hated every single one of us. Like, I had to wear these thick leather gloves in order to handle it, and even then, it would still bite me, and I could feel it on my finger. Like, it would hurt. And so it's like, you know that if I didn't have that glove on, it would have just taken off my whole fucking finger. It wanted human blood. Like, it thirsted for it. And so I hated it. Like, it was just so mean. And I just didn't understand why. And so, like, we had, like, a little, like, outside hutch for it. For it and the guinea pig. And it's like, we had them inside, too. But, like, we would also, like, put them outside so they could, like, play around outside, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, one day, like, I don't know how it managed to do this, because we had a floor on it, too. It just must have, like, worked at the floor of it to, like, pry it open, because it was, like, chicken wire, you know? Mm-hmm. And it pried over, open a hole, and it dug out, and both the rabbit and the guinea pig were gone. And so, obviously, they met a gruesome end. But I like to think that the rabbit is still ruling out there with an iron fist, just, like, bathing in the blood of its enemies. Yeah. And just being, like, the scourge of the forest.
And its own little prison break. That's kind of crazy. Yeah,
she's a fucking asshole. So mean.
That's so crazy.
Should have gotten that little black rabbit. It was so nice and cute. And I remember, too, it was only $15. It's not like it was even that expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what was the price difference?
Yeah, not much. Get what you pay for.
Yeah, it was Satan.
$5 for, yeah, for Satan's fucking butthole rabbit.
That's crazy. I fortunately have not had such an experience with a pet. Like, I have far less pet experience than you do. Hold on, I got a plane. Fucking hate these planes.
I have another eagle animal I can talk about after the plane's gone.
Lay it on me.
Alright, so, like, I mentioned that we also had goats. And a lot of them were, like, super cute. Like, I loved the goats. Like, they were, a lot of them were just total sweethearts. But we had this one goat, her name was Chipper, and, like, she was also just a huge fucking asshole. And, like, she would, like, to butt everything. Like, she would rear up on her hind legs, and she would, like, slam you with her head. And, like, she was just, like, very aggressive and ruthless. And this is, like, honestly, I don't blame her for this, because we all knew. We all knew, like, what would happen if you went into the pen with her. Mm-hmm. But, like, Buster, our dog Buster, like, he wasn't allowed in there. He knew he wasn't allowed in there. But he would still, like, squeeze his fat body underneath the gate so he could get into the pen. And then she would light after him and chase him all around. And then he would try to dive back under the gate to get back out again, but he would get stuck because he was fat. And so she would just be, like, ramming his ass, like, over and over and over again. And, like, he would just be stuck there. And it's just, like, you knew what you were getting into when you went in there. And it was the same thing with my brother. Like, my brother knew what he was getting into when he went in the pen. And he would go in there anyway, and she would chase him. And he would be, like, screaming and crying, and I would be laughing. Because I'd be like, you know what? You fucking got what's coming to you. You know you shouldn't go in there with her. My mom and I, like, we were, like, big enough where it's, like, she would rear up, but she would just be, like head height with me. Like, when she was on her back legs, like, we were, like, the same height. Mm. And so it's, like, all you had to do was, like, she would rear up, and then you grab her whore, and you just throw her down. And just, I mean, not, like, physically, you know, but just, like, put her back down on the ground and be, like, no. And she would get it. Like, she would try it sometimes, but it's just, like, you had to grab her horn, you had to show her who was fucking boss. But, like, obviously Buster couldn't do that, mm-hmm. and my brother was too small, and so he couldn't do it either. And so it was just me and my mom who could keep her in line. But, like, she was mean. I have no idea why she was so mean. She wasn't mean all the time. Like, if you had, like, treats and stuff like that, like, she would be, like, cool with you. But, like, other than that, like, she would just, like, get, like, this evil eye and just be like, no, I want to murder people. And she would go after whoever she could go after. We ended up selling her to this couple who wanted to take goats as, like, pack animals for, like, trail hikes. Mm-hmm. So hopefully she had a good life doing that.
That sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the draw for the dog to go in there with her, though?
I guess he's an idiot. Like, he was just stupid. Like, he was a real sweetheart. Just a really, really sweet dog. But he was also pretty dumb.
You want to be friends, even though she already said she don't want to be friends.
Yeah.
It's the way you described
it. What about now?
The way you described it is definitely some cartoon shit.
Well, that's what it was. It was hilarious. I mean, I felt bad. Like, I would always try to, like, rescue him because he would get his fat butt stuck under there. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, what is he going to do? So it's like, I would go over and I would try to intervene. But my brother, I just let suffer.
God. Oh, man. That's good. That's funny.
So what was your favorite pet that you had?
I don't know. I like them all for different reasons. I don't know if I could say mm-hmm. I have a favorite. The one I interacted with the most, like, prior to my cats right now was Jewel, who mm-hmm. was Nogun's dog. And when he moved in with me, like, when we were in Philadelphia, she came and she lived with my family here in New York because mm-hmm. his mom moved down south. And, our relationship was complicated. It's like when I would go over to his house, she was there. She, like, tolerated me. Like, she wasn't super friendly. And then when she moved here, of course, it was probably still, like, jarring for her.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a time where I can't remember if we were visiting or if we had come back here to stay. I want to say we came back to stay. And we were... No, we were visiting because I remember we were on an air mattress and I was trying to get him up so we could go do something. I can't remember. And she was there, like, watching me. And when I was, like, trying to shake him, like, she bit the shit out of me.
Ooh.
And
she was like, don't you touch my daddy.
Yeah, exactly. And she caught a couple of people like that. That was her trademark. It's like she bit me. She bit my aunt's ex-husband. Like, they came over when my aunt moved back to New York from Georgia, and she's sitting there and, like, they petted her and she just snapped. Like, that was what she did to people. Like, she didn't do this to me. Like, she just outright bit me. But the other mm-hmm. two people, it's like she would sit, no, three people, it's three people now that I think about it, she would sit near them because she's keeping an eye on them, and they're thinking she's sitting near them because, oh, she's so friendly, she wants to, like, I'm like, if the dog is not in your face, like, slobbering on you for pets, like, don't pet them. Mm-hmm. Like, she would sit near them with her back to them, and then they would try to pet her, and that's when she would strike.
Wow. I mean, honestly, though, that's rude of her. It's like, I mean, I definitely see it's like the dog's not like getting all over you to be pet and stuff like that. But they could have just thought that she was very polite.
And it was like, after the first time, like, we started warning people, but they didn't listen. It's like, don't pet her. Don't do it. No matter what she looks like, don't touch her. Don't, like, she was okay, like, with people walking around as long as she got to, like, inspect them. And, like, mm-hmm. she wouldn't go after someone's ankles if they were calm. But it's like, just don't pet her. Don't do it. And it was like, I remember now the last person, like, we explicitly told her, this is an aunt on my father's side. I was like, don't pet her. And she did it anyway. And she got them all, like on their fingertips. I guess because they're, like, they're pulling wow. their hands out of the way and it's not fast mm-hmm. enough.
They reap their rewards. Yeah. You warned them.
But she was not, she's a Jack Russell. So she was, like, super territorial. Mm-hmm. But she had, what do you call it? She had a human boyfriend. That's, like, that's what we call him. This is kid is our friend Chris. Like, he lived around the block from us when we lived in Queens. Like, we still keep in touch with him, and he would come over and visit all the time because my brothers were both still living here. And just whenever he was here, it was like he was the only person she liked possibly more than she liked Nogun.
Really?
Like, she would go wherever he was at, and if he's laying down, she's laying on him.
Aww.
And I think we have some pictures of them together, and it's just like I said, that's her boyfriend. That was her boyfriend. She was just all over him. It was very weird. But that was, like, my first, like, actual, I want to say actual, like, dog experience, because, like, the other mm-hmm. dog, not supposed to fucking pet him or whatever dumb shit my father was saying. With this one, she was, like, an actual pet that was in the house, and we walked her and mm-hmm. took her to a vet and, like, all that, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, that was my dog experience, and now I have two crazy cats who are both very different. So I don't think either of them is, like, standard cat experience.
I don't think there is a standard cat experience, though.
I don't know, I just feel like there's, like...
all of them have their little personalities.
Yeah, but I just feel like there's, like, cat stereotypes. And I feel like they don't really fit with those stereotypes either. Except
like
except for Riley with his fucking food obsession. And screaming and trying to wake you up for food. That's something. Arrow never did that. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. I gotta think about it. Let me look it up.
Like, I mean, I've had a lot of cats. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them was different. Like, they all had their own little quirks.
Mm-hmm. How many cats would you say you've had growing up?
Like, cumulatively?
Yeah, like, counting, like, cats that were probably more technically your mom's cats.
Okay, so we'll start with the original generation, Bonnie and Clyde, mm-hmm. right? And then there was Clyde the second, and then Bonnie the second, and then Clyde the third. Clyde the third was he had five toes on his front paws.
Polydactyl.
And he would use them as little hands. Like we would have like a big bowl of communal cat food for them, and like the cats would be crowded around it, and he would reach in through their little heads and he would grab a handful of food and bring it to his mouth.
That sounds so creepy.
It was, but he was a gentleman. Like, he was very polite. Like, he, like, wouldn't muscle his way in. He's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. I can just reach in and get what I need. Mm. He was a good boy. Okay, so those... So that's five. And then there was Cookie and Mittens and Doodle and Misty. Trouble... Shadow, Blackberry, Lucy, Puka, I feel like I'm missing someone. Shit, who am I missing? I Okay, well, I feel like I'm missing someone, but... Oh, yes! Okay, so Isis, this was before Isis, so we had a claim to it. Tiggy and Cosmo. And then my boys, so that's Oliver and Loki and Sam.
That's 20 cats.
And then now my two.
22 cats.
That I have now.
Yes. That's quite impressive.
It's a lot of little lives that I've had in my life.
Brenna, are you looking at the chat? And everyone, I would imagine with that many, there would be some variance in personality.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like huge variance in personality. And it's like, it's really interesting to watch them. Like they have like their own little social structure, and it's like interesting to see that it will like evolve and change. Like Bonnie the Third was pretty evil, but like she was also like all hiss and no bite. It's like my dad like had like this thing for a while where he was like, no animals in the house, and then like they would come in anyway, but then like he would make us put them out. Mm-hmm. And it's like I never really understood why. It's like obviously like you don't want like 10 cats in the house at one time, right? Like I understand that, but it's like Bonnie was like kind of getting older and he would still be like, no, put her back outside. And it's like she needs to like be inside, but like whatever, it was not a fight that I could handle. Like it was my mom who had to fight. Mm-hmm. That but it's like she would like hide under the entertainment center, and like every time like my dad went to go get her, she would like be hissing and spitting and like growling, and he'd be like, he'd ask me to go get her. Like thinking about it now, I'm like, oh, so like you sending like your child, mm-hmm, to go get like this cat. But it's like she was all hiss and no bite. Like I would reach under there, I would pull her out, she'd be growling at me, but I'd be like, it's okay, Bonnie. I'd like pet her, and then I would take her and I would put her out. Like she never bit me, and she never scratched me. She would just be angry and she would let us know that. Mm-hmm. But it's like whenever we got a new cat, a new kitten, Bonnie would always like bully them and like be like a turd to them. But then like they would grow up and they like did not like her because she was mean to them when they were little. And so then they would bully her like when they were older. But like we had various cats that would also keep the peace. Like Clyde was an enforcer. Like he did not like cats to fight around him, so if there were fights going on, like he would put a stop to it. And Trouble was also an enforcer. Like if there were fights going on, she would put a stop to it. Like, or if someone was getting out of line, she would let you know. Like it was just like weird. And like they also had like their kind of like own little territories, because like we lived on like property. And so it's like you always knew that so-and-so was going to be over there, this other one was going to be over there. Like they had like their own little like plots carved out. Mm-hmm. And it's like even now, like my mom's cats, like they have, there's enforcers there too. Like she said that like Furby and Jack are the enforcers. And there's been like this orange Tom that's been coming around and causing shit. And so they'll, like, go out there and they'll stand guard and they'll, like, make sure that he doesn't come around and cause trouble.
That's interesting. Hmm. That's making me think about my outside cats.
I'm sure they have their own little social structure and, like, territories carved out, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, definitely. Like, there's a cat at the end of the block. And he stays at the end of the block. He doesn't come down. He doesn't come down, mm-hmm, this way at all. But like the girls, they used to, when they were younger, they would disappear for like a couple of days and we wouldn't see them. And then they'd come back. Like there used to be four of them. It was a mom and three daughters. And we got them all fixed. And then after they were here for a while, like all these other cats like just started appearing. Like there's two, like, mm-hmm, they're not Russian blues, I don't think, but their color is very similar to that. Mm-hmm. And they come around and they fucking hate them, but like they'll come around and try to get food, and it's like for a while they would try to fight them, and now they're just like they run, so if we see them we like chase them off. Mm-hmm. And then there's the old man that's deaf that just recently started coming around like this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it's like we don't think he's completely deaf, but he's very, very close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when we would come outside, like, he doesn't see, like, he's nervous, but he doesn't seem aggressive. And mm-hmm. it's like when we come out with food, like, all the girls make noise and meow, and he just makes like a hissing noise because he doesn't know how to make Aww. Noise. Like,
oh, poor thing. Poor old man.
But then it's like, he doesn't have boundaries. Like, he'll go sit right next to them and they don't like that and they'll hiss at him. But if he's not facing them, he doesn't know.
Yeah, he's like, whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Like, whatever. Okay. All right.
It's like, this hiss could stop me, but I can't hear.
Yeah. That's the one. One of my brothers named him Leopard because Deaf Leopard because he's corny.
Oh.
But the girls, the oldest one's name is Screamer because her noise just sounds like screaming that she makes.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom, we just called her Mom. I think she might be gone now. Like, her and one of the other daughters left, like, I want to say, like, 2 years ago. And we've seen the other daughter a couple of times. But she hasn't come back over here. I guess she found her mm-hmm. own territory to be in. Like it's on the other side of one of the blocks. So, like, we'll see her, okay. like, through someone's yard, like, just looking. And then she'll leave. And then we called her Terry. That was me. Off of, I think I named most of them. Is based off of this fighting game series called King of Fighters because she was always trying to fight. Her name was named after this guy named Terry Bogard. He was like the main character in that. And then this other one is named Kroger after the shopping, like the store, grocery store, because mm-hmm. she's so greedy and she just wants food all the time. But Terry and Kroger, like, their mom was like a tuxedo kind of. And mm-hmm. Terry and Kroger look like her, but their markings are, like, a little different, so you can tell them apart. And then Screamer is just, like, a cow. Like, cow color, like cow markings.
Mm-hmm. That's what Doodle was like.
Mm. And then we got Arrow and Riley. And Arrow I got from a high school friend who had a cat that was, like, inside-outside cat. And she had kittens. We were originally going to get a little orange kitten, but he passed before we could get Aww. Him. I think they said he, like, fell down some stairs or something crazy.
Oh, jeez.
And then, she ended up with Arrow, and they called her Visine because she always had, like, goop in her eyes. That was her litter name. And then, Riley just showed up in our yard, like, in our driveway. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't even here. I was in California with you. It was like I'd been gone yep. for like a month. And then Nogun sent me a picture. He was like, look what I found. And I was like, keep it. Keep him. And even back then, he would like yell for food a lot. And I'm sure Arrow regrets us bringing him in because he's so annoying.
Yeah. She's like, we had a good thing yeah. going.
Yeah. Man. But it's funny, like, personalities. Like, Arrow, she was a kitten when we still had Jewel. And she, like, would pick up stuff from her, like, behavioral things. Like, whenever there was someone at the door, Jewel would run and go see who's at the door, and Arrow would follow her.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
So, like, she occasionally gets up to go see who's at the door now. But Riley is the opposite. If you hear something at the door, he's under the bed.
Mm-hmm. You scaredy mm-hmm. boy.
It takes him a very long time to open up to people, whereas Arrow doesn't care. Mm-hmm. She'll walk up to whoever and sniff him. Like, unless you do something for her to freak out, she's fine. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even give you a chance. He's like, just let me know when they're gone. My aunt, Georgia aunt, she's very loud. So whenever she would come over, he would, like, freak out and hide. And mm-hmm. I was like, you can't just be afraid of noise all the time. So I would have her feed him, like, give him treats.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, that his stomach overrides his hunger, like, all the time. So after she'd been in the house for a while, I would give her, like, his little treat bag and ask her to shake it. And he would just totally forget that he's supposed to be afraid and just come running out.
It's like, oh,
yeah, exactly. Come running out in search of the what you call it, the treat bag. And she could give him treats. Like, he never came up to her before, but he's totally fine with a stranger shoving food at him.
Yeah. That's our dog, Buster. Like, he, like, we would have, like, the utility people come on our property to, like, read the meter, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, Buster would be like, brr, you know? Like, he was a big guy. Like, he was, like, part hound of some kind and German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. And so he was a big boy. And he'd be like, like trying to protect things. But then they would, like, bring out, like, milk bones or something. He's like, okay, it's cool. Like, he had a very low price.
Yeah, I was going to say, good guard dog up until until they pay him off.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you got to be fine. I mean, how can you not be fine? Exactly. You have treats. You got
food. It's okay. It's okay. They gave me food. It's a good thing none of them ever wanted to, like, come back and, like, rob you or something, because they knew the way to his, like, heart.
Oh yeah, this is a cool guy with food. Come on in.
So crazy.
We've never had a dog that was, like, that I would consider to be any sort of effective guard dog. I guess maybe Hershey, like, out of all of them, but she was so self-serving. Like, she was kind of a turd. Like, I loved her, but she also would just, like, she, like, would love anyone who would also give her treats. And so she would, like, make rounds around the neighborhood, and, like, all of the neighbors loved her. And she would, like, show up, and she would, like, get donuts, like, for breakfast. Like, she would go down to, like, the auto repair shop that was down the street, and they would give her, like, a cheeseburger. And so it's just, like, she was, like, an opportunist.
The mayor.
Yeah. She was part like Alaskan Malamute, mm-hmm. and I think, like, Husky or something. She was chocolate brown, as you might guess from the name Hershey. And, like, she like hated water, like, absolutely hated it. But, like, we would still have to give her baths. And so it's like we would, like, tie her down. And then, like, be, like, hosing her off to, like, bathe her. And she would just be, like, screaming. Like, we were, like, killing her. And just, like, oh, my God, calm down. And then, like, she would get, like, too hot in the summer, because it's, like, she had a really, really, really thick coat. So we would get her fur trimmed. And then she would be, like, super embarrassed. And, like, she would hide under the deck for a few days because she hated her haircut. She wouldn't go on her rounds. Like, how can you do this? I'm hideous.
That's something that I figured out about having pets that is, like, weird to me and interesting, like, that they get embarrassed.
And they get, like, really, like, prideful, too. Like, we would take Copper in to get groomed, and they would put, like, little bows on her ears and stuff like that. And she would just act like she was the hottest shit on the planet afterwards.
Like, what is, like, that? Like, how does a dog act like that?
She would just be like, I don't know, just like, it was like the way that she, like, would move, where she would just be like, I'm so beautiful. Like, she would just be, like, strutting around and, like, thinking that she was hot shit. It was just like she acted different. Like, she just, like, knew that, like, she was fancy.
I would like to see that. Like, a dog that thinks it's hot shit. I have to see.
Yeah, well, you should have met Copper. She was a funny lady. Like, she also was not a good guard dog. Like, I remember, like, we were walking, because there was, like, down the other street, there was, like, a couple of ponds. Mm-hmm. And so we would, like, take walks sometimes to go to the ponds. And, like, every once in a while, you would meet another creature out there. And so one time, a skunk waddled across the road, and Copper literally froze. Like, she had one paw up in the air, like, she was in mid-step, and she just froze. And, like, we were going to proceed because we didn't want to anger the skunk, so we're like, let's just turn around. And so, it's like, we were trying to get Copper to come with us, and she would not move. Like, she was just, like, literally frozen to that spot. And so my dad picked her up, and she still wasn't moving. Like, she kept her paw, like, in that exact position, just, like, frozen solid. And it's like, thanks. I mean, it's not like I wanted her to go after the skunk or anything, because that just would have been terrible for everyone involved. But it's just like, this is what you do?
Yeah, like, that's weird.
This is your defense mechanism?
Just freeze, wait for it to leave.
Yeah.
And if I don't, like T-Rex, maybe if I don't move, it won't see me.
Right? Exactly. Stupid. And then, like, Cleo was a big baby, too. Like, she was supposed to be a hunting dog, and she was just, like, she was never going to be good at that. Like, she would get scared too easily. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time she, like, ran past a prickly bush and it, like, pricked her and she just, like, screamed and she was so upset. She was, like, yelping and, like, hiding. And it was, like, it was a bush. You fucking idiot. It was a fucking bush, but it was just like it was like she had been like stabbed or something like that. There wasn't even anything on her. Like the skin was not pierced. Mm-hmm. Like it just like startled her, and so it was just like the worst thing in the world.
And Cleo, I did meet. I feel like we mentioned her before.
Yes,
she was eccentric.
Yeah, she's very eccentric.
It was I think your parents were doing something with their cousins, mm-hmm. and they brought her down, and I just watched her for the day. I forget why.
I think I was must have been at work or something like that.
And it was like, if she had to go out, I would take her out, but she like wanted to go out constantly, and she was just would mm-hmm. to signify that she wanted to go out. She would stand in front of the door and just jump, just push up her.
Like, but it was like, yeah, but just like her front feet, just like. Like, stamping, almost.
It was funny. And then, there was a thing. I had a heart attack. Almost had a heart attack thinking I gave her a heart attack. Because she had... Like, your parents brought so much stuff for her. I was like, she's only going to be here.
Yeah, she was their baby.
Yeah, I guess. I was like,
she was their baby.
She's only going to be here for a couple of hours. You know, like, a bed and a blanket and a bunch of toys and all this other...
Yep.
I was like, goodness gracious. But it was like in between her wanting to go outside, she like curled up on the bed and mm-hmm. she had the blanket. So I just put the blanket on her and she freaked the fuck out. And I was like, aww. I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? And, and then I remembered that she couldn't hear. So I probably.
Yeah, she was pretty old at that point.
So like I probably scared her by doing it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, like, oh man. I was like, please don't let this dog die. But she was cool.
She was a funny lady. Like she was never good at coming when we called her, because it's like as soon as she realized she was off the lead, she was just like bye. like just take off like a shot. And so we would always try to keep her on the lead, but inevitably she would slip it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And she would just take off. And like there was like a few times that it happened while we were camping, and that was always really scary because it was like it's not like it's just around our yard where it's like she knows where to come back, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like out and there are like creatures around and she could get lost, and like so we would like be chasing after her, but she was just like such a fucking bitch. Like she thought it was a game, and so we'd be like, Cleo, get back here. And she would like she would stop and she would turn around and she would have this big grin on her face and be like, huh, and then like run off again. She's like, oh, chase me. Like, she just thought it was hilarious. Just like, stop. We would be running after her forever. It was the worst.
It sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, she was a turd. But I loved her. She was a really good dog.
Whew. So how about you tell us about your recent additions to your family?
Okay, so I... is like, I have recently gone the longest period that I've ever had in my entire life without a pet. It's been about a year and a half. And I previously had three cats, Oliver, Loki, and Sam, who were like the best boys that have ever lived and will ever live. And so it took me a while after they passed for me to be ready to have another kitty. But I always knew that I want, because I mean, it's just like, that's my life. That's like who I am. Like, I like to have animals. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I had been looking at my local animal shelter, French Street, and just kind of like seeing who was there. And I had like decided that, like, well, first of all, like, it's always better to like adopt in pairs if you possibly can, because then they have like people, you know, they have like little friends to keep them company. And then, like, I also, like, I mean, adopting two kittens would be great, but like, I also really, like, wanted to give an adult kitty a home too, because it's like kittens always get adopted, right? They're small and they're cute and everyone loves them, but it, like, it's harder for adult kitties to find a home. So I thought that like the best thing that I could try to do was to get a mama and her baby. And so that's what I did. I adopted two tortoiseshell girls. The mama, her name, I've named her Rosie. And then the baby, I've named her Gigi. And they are both super cute. Rosie was a stray, so she is still very nervous, but she makes progress every single day. Like, she loves to be pet when she like calms down enough, and loves treats and things like that, loves to play. And so it's just like, it's just gonna take time for her to calm down enough to like be like more interactive. I think that she'll always be pretty skittish, but like Sam was pretty skittish too. It's like, you remember, like, he like would always go hide under the covers, like whenever someone would come mm-hmm. in that he like didn't know. And so I just think that she's always going to be pretty skittish too, but she'll eventually like come out of her shell enough to where like she wants, you know, to be around. And then Gigi, her baby, loves to run around right now anyway. She loves to play. And she loves also being next to her mama. Like, they're both, like, very cute together. They like to cuddle together. Gigi was still, like, she was, like, weaned, but she was still, like, try to nurse on her mom. And when I first brought them home, like, Rosie would allow it, but now whenever Gigi goes in for a drink, Rosie kicks her in the head. Mm. So that time is over for them, apparently. But they still love cuddling, and it's super cute. Like, they like will be like snuggled up to each other. And that's what I really wanted too. Because like my boys, like, they were all like about 2 years apart, and like I got them all separately, and they tolerated each other. But I wouldn't say that they were ever, like, friends. like, Loki would try to be friends with Sam the most. But Loki was, like, a really odd duck. And, like, he... It's, like, I have no idea what his life was like before he was in the shelter. Like, I adopted him as a kitten. But it's just, like, he, like, wasn't... It didn't seem like he was, like, socialized in cat manners well enough. Like, he would, like, try to groom Sam, but he would be, like, grooming Sam's fur the wrong way. And so it would just, like, Sam would start to get irritated because it's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you doing this to me? And so I always felt bad for him because it's like he was, like, trying to be friends, but it's just, like, he didn't quite know how. So I really wanted kitties that would be friends with each other and not be rivals with each other. So that's another reason why I thought like a mother-daughter combo would work out really mm-hmm. well. And so far it is.
Nice. How long have you had them now? Is it 2 weeks yet?
See, I think... Yeah, I think I I got them like the 8th through the 9th.
Mm.
So it'll be like 2 weeks, like tomorrow, I guess. Nice.
I want to get a puppy.
You should get a puppy.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a couple of things to settle. And then I'll see about that. But like, I felt like you were saying how you weren't ready for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, honestly, like, it was very odd. Like, Jen without cats was an odd thing.
Really?
But I felt that way after Jewel passed. But then when I was ready, it just wasn't the right time. So
mm-hmm.
It's still not the right time, but hopefully soon. That's been like, I want to say almost 10 years now.
Wow, that's a long time.
Like, ideally, I would have wanted to try to jump back in, like, right, not right after, but maybe like a year or two after. Mm-hmm.
What kind of dog would you want to
Any.
Get? But like, I mean, if you, like, I mean, just like a mutt or... Like, what sort of personality markers? Would you prefer male or female? Like, what sort of things?
Honestly, I would prefer... I would like to try male just to see what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly... I don't have a preference of breed. Like, there are breeds I think are cute. Like a Samoyed and stuff like that. But I don't have to get a Samoyed. Like, they're expensive. And I think they have high...
They're kind of big, too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like... bigger end of medium, like they're not huge.
Okay.
And like they're not like Rottweiler huge, and like they're mostly like they're mostly hair.
Yeah.
And then like I'd have to keep in mind like the cats, because you have to get something that doesn't have like a high prey drive that would like
exactly.
chase them around.
Yeah.
And yeah, that like those are my only real criteria. Like I probably first time in a long time I wouldn't want a huge dog. Like I'd want maybe like a medium sized dog. Mm-hmm. Like Jewel was like the big end of small of a small dog. Like she was like maybe 30 pounds, but she wasn't very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And like I know there's like two kinds of Jack Russells. It's like the tall long leg kind, and then there's the kind that looks like Wishbone from the show Wishbone, and that's what she looked like.
Mm-hmm. I loved that show.
And yeah, like I wouldn't want like I know there are people who go out and like get like they have like breed loyalty, or they like get like the same kind of dog like over and over, and I'm not that kind of person. Like I just want a dog, like that's all I care about.
I don't think like I mean I with my kitties, like I don't know, like I feel that like that at least like the colors of the kitty, like my boys, mm-hmm. like those are like retired now. Like I mean obviously like if I found like another orange kitten or something like that, I wouldn't just like not take it, but it's just like
wouldn't seek it out.
It would have to be like one that I like found on the streets, mm-hmm. or something. Yeah, like it's just like because it's just like no, like those are my boys. Like I don't want anything to ever even come close to replacing them, because it couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. So I, like, feel that, like, tortoiseshell girls are, like, just about the furthest away that I could get from what they were.
Yeah. I agree. It's pretty far.
Yeah, they, like, they look nothing like the boys. It's, like, weird, though, like, I know that, like, one day it will feel like... Like, I'll feel that same sort of, like, best little buddy intimacy that I did with my boys. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel that yet. It's like we're still, like, getting used to each mm-hmm. other, you know?
I mean, has it even been a month?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, it's just weird. Because it's just, like, I think about, like, one day I will be there. And it's just weird, like, knowing that I'm going to be there at a certain point, but, like, obviously not being there yet now. And so it's kind of, like, in this weird in-between
it's
space.
It's like new roommates.
Yeah. And
having a new roommate.
Well, I was, like, joking. Like, I feel that, like, I'm almost, like, the third wheel here. Like, Like, they, like, are very cozy with each other. They're very comfy. Like, they love each other very much. They're very sweet together. And it's like, oh, and then there's her. That, like, big, like, hulking, two-legged beast that wanders around and gives us food and treats. Mm. So we tolerate her because she feeds us. But other than that, it's not our thing.
They'll learn. You just gotta give them some more kitty crack.
Yeah. No, I've been giving them their Go-Gurts. And I, like, busted open this pack of, like, chicken treats. And they, like, went wild over those, too. So it's like I got some more Go-Gurts because, like, I had wanted them to kind of, like, get used to the food that I had them on. Which, like, I still got, like, the same, like, brands, but, like, the wet food was, like, I wanted to get, like, a grain-free wet food, and so, like, I put them on that, and so I wanted to make sure that their tummies would be okay with that, and they have been, so now I'm going to be giving them, like, a Go-Gurt each day, too, to cement my popularity.
Nice, nice. Well, I look forward to more Rosie and Gigi stories and pictures.
Yes. I need to add more to the shared album.
Do you have any pictures you want to share for, like, the like, this is obviously getting cut for the, what you call it?
Yeah, I can do that.
Just let me know which ones. You could share of the boys too if you want. I might pull up Jewel picture.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So was I different without my cats?
Like, not in a negative way. It was just, I don't know. It's hard to describe. Like, there was a difference.
I didn't have a huge demand on my time anymore.
I mean, that's part of it.
I was just, like, that last couple of years, man.
Yeah.
It was, like, the fucking roughest time of my life. It sucked. I miss Sam sharing the chair with me.
I miss hearing him yell to share the chair.
Yeah. It would be so annoying. Like, I'd get up. I'd be like, okay. And then he'd just, like, look at it. I'm like, dude. Like, get in the fucking chair. This is what you wanted. So you said that you wouldn't have cats again, though?
I don't know. It's just like, if I had to pick between a cat and a dog again, I would definitely go dog.
Like, why? What is it about dogs that you like more?
Hold on. I didn't hear that less. What makes me like dogs more? Dogs feel like they need me more.
Ah.
The cats, for the most part, like, they, of course, they've had their moments of being affectionate. Riley more so than Arrow, because he is very food focused, and that's why he's a little whore. he will shell out pets for food. But Arrow has her moments, but it's just like, it's not when I want it, you know what I mean? Like, a dog, I could just essentially just grab a dog and be like, okay, we're petting now, and they're like, oh, okay. But them, it's like, no, don't fucking touch me, get away from me. I come to you.
I think it's like also a, like, a personality thing too. Like, I've had cats that were, like, very affectionate. And, like, my mom's three girls now, like, they are also, like, little attention whores, but, like, not food motivated. Just, like, they want to be right up next to you. They want to be pet. They want you to rub their bellies. Like, they just love attention.
Like, Arrow, she'll let you know when she wants your attention. She has this thing now, because we have the little, the tall cat scratcher, and she'll jump on that, like, if you're walking near it, and just meow in your face.
Like, aw, she loves
pet me now. But not later, and not before this, but right now.
It's just when she's in the mood.
I guess.
You gotta respect what about their moods and their boundaries.
What about my moods?
Well, like, she's not the one petting you. You're asking to touch her.
I'm still. Tolerate me.
I like dogs. Like, I've also, like, throughout my childhood, we always had dogs, too. And so I love dogs also. I wouldn't necessarily mind having a dog. I just don't think that my lifestyle is conducive to having a dog. And honestly, like, I feel that, like, Sam and Oliver especially were pretty affectionate and they liked snuggling. But it was also, like, they were independent enough that I didn't feel like they needed to be on top of me all the time. And it's, like, that aspect of a dog that also does bother me. Like, if they're too needy. Like, we, Cleo, like, could be needy, but she also would just, like, chill on her bed or, like, nap or, like, do her own thing. And so I prefer, like, that kind of dog. That the kind of dog that can amuse
itself. Yeah, Joel was that kind of dog for the most part. She would be down for pets, but then she'd also go do her own shit. Somewhere in the house or outside.
So, you need to get a dog.
Yep. Hopefully soon.
Get one tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
You agreed. No takebacks.
I'm constantly, like, stalking rescues, like, in the area. Like, on Instagram. Oh,
just get one. Just pull the trigger.
Nah.
Do it.
Nah.
And you'll figure things out later. It's like, whatever has to happen, you'd have to accommodate a dog in the future anyway, right? So you may as well just get the dog now.
Maybe.
Flawless logic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how you're arguing against me right now.
I'm not, because I don't want to, but I know I need to.
But you can't.
Oh, man. If I get a dog, you'll be the first to know.
I'd better be. I will celebrate so much. My new little niece or nephew. I can't wait to meet them. Are you excited to meet my kitties?
Yes.
They're pretty cute.
You know, they'll probably hide under the sofa. Yeah.
And then who was it? Was it Loki or Sam that was, like, staring at you in the middle
of
the night?
I have no idea, honestly.
Someone was staring
at
you.
It was dark, and I didn't have glasses on. I just saw eyes. His eyes on the edge of the bed. I was like, what the hell? And when I did that, they ran. I think it might have been Loki. I don't know. It's like, I want to say Loki, but then I feel like the fact that it was a bed might have attracted Sam, so I don't know.
Yeah, and Sam's skittish, too, so he might have fled the scene when you indicated you were awake.
You're like, a living room bed? What is this?
That boy, he was silly. He was a silly man.
Yeah.
He's so cute. He's so fat. I loved it. His brother Jack is still alive.
Yeah, we were talking about Jack. Like, we should mention that Jack and Sam are brothers.
Yes, Jack and Sam are brothers. Like, sometimes I think about, like, what if I had not gotten married, right? Like, how would my life have been different? But then I always think about, like, I never would have gotten Sam. Because it's like, we only moved into that place, like, once I had gotten married. Like, I don't think I could have afforded it on just my own meager minimum wage salary. So, like, I wouldn't have gotten Sam, which means that obviously I had to get married. Like, I had to put up with that. I had to suffer through that in order to get Sam. It was worth it.
But for the audience, how did you get Sam?
So, we lived in this little house, and there was, like, space underneath the house, like a little, like, crawl space. And there was a mama cat under there, and she had, well, first she had two babies, and, like, I had been trying to catch her, but she was very feral, and so it's like I couldn't catch her, but I was, like, getting her to warm up to me every day. And then her babies, like, well, one disappeared. I assume that he died. And then the other got hit by a car. Aww. So that was very sad. I was very upset. But then she had like another litter of kittens, and that was Jack and Sam. And then I was able to get a cat trap from one of my coworkers, and I trapped the mama and I got her fixed. And then I trapped Jack. But I got Sam a different way. Like, I was sitting out on the little patio, and there was like a little dip into like the grass. Mm-hmm. And like there was like a little hole where they would come out from under the house right there. Mm-hmm. And I kept like throwing a little string over there and like tugging it back and throwing a string and tugging it back. And Sam like was getting closer and closer because he was like just enthralled by the call of the string. And so I just kept throwing it and pulling it closer and closer each time. And then finally he was close enough, but I just scooped him up. Mm. And I'm like, you're mine now, bitch. And he was still pretty young. Like, I gave him, like, a mix of formula and kind of, like, mushy food. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of, like, wean him over the rest of the way. And he would, like, try to, like, nurse, like, on... Like, I was, like, I remember, like, wearing, like, a tank top, and he would, like, try to nurse on the straps. It was cute and gross. and then, like, ever since then, he was just my little buddy. He's my little baby. My youngest son.
You caught him like a fish.
I did catch him like a fish. It worked. He was too stupid. It was sad, though, like, once I brought him inside, like, I could hear his mama calling for him, and, like, he would, like, cry from inside the house, too, and that went on for, like, a day and a half or so.
Aw. At least it wasn't too long.
Yeah. She was like, oh, well, that child is dead.
Bye.
But then, like, Jack, my mom adopted Jack, and then, like, we were moving, and, like, I had told the people who owned the house about, I called her Mamacita. I told them about Mamacita and, like, how she, like, was living there and she was fixed. And they, like, said something to the effect that they were going to, like, take care of that, which I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Mm-hmm. And so I got her and I had my mom take her, too. And, like, she was still, like, she was around for, like, another couple of years. Like, my mom tried keeping her inside, but she was just, like, very unhappy about it. Mm-hmm. So, like, she let her outside, and then, like, she was around for a couple of more years, but then something probably got her.
Mm. That stinks.
Yeah. A lot of our cats, like, we just, like, found, like, when I was growing up, like I mentioned, like, we lived out in the country, and then, like, close by, there was, like, this auto repair shop, mm-hmm. and people would just, like, drop their animals off there. Like, they would just drop litters of kittens. Like, that was Trouble Shadow and Blackberry we found in a cardboard box with an open can of tuna fish.
Mm.
And then, like, Lucy, like, we saw someone drive up the road and then drive back down, and then we saw Lucy later that night. So we're pretty sure that she was just dropped off.
Jeez.
And then, like, we also, like, got, like, I think, like, Cookie showed up. I think he just showed up one day. Who else just showed up? No, I don't remember. But, like, we also got a bunch of ones from my mom's work. Like, she worked up at an apple orchard. And there would be, like, stray cats around there. And, like, Cosmo, like, she was a baby. Like, her eyes weren't opened yet. Like, she was still young enough that, like, she needed help going to the bathroom. Mm. Like, very, very young kittens. Like, you have to, like, rub their little privates with, like, a warm, damp cloth to simulate their mother licking them so they'll pee and poo.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise they don't do it on their own.
Yeah. I've seen it on, like, the foster accounts.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, she, like, I mean, I don't like to think terrible things about people, but the evidence certainly points to this because, like, she was in a box by herself with something on top of it.
Jesus.
And so it just seemed like someone put her in the box so she would die.
The fuck?
And then, right? And then, like, Tiggy we got also as a kitten from there. I think he was just, like, I think my mom had just, like, caught him. And then Isis, like, some of the workers, like, were, like, carrying this bag. And my mom saw that there was, like, something moving in it. She's like, what do you have there? And they're like, oh, like a kitten. Like, they were going to, like, again, like, take care of it. Like, they were going to kill it.
Jesus.
And my mom's like, no. I will take it. And then, like, she got her other cat, Verna, from there, too. Verna was actually the boss's son's cat. But, like, he, like, went away. And then, like, the parents didn't want to take care of the cat anymore. So, like, well, we're just going to take her to the pound.
Just like, take care of the cat. With you?
It's like, how hard is it?
Yeah, really.
And so my mom took her, too. I get my bleeding heart for animals clearly from my mom.
Mm-hmm. Because a patron saint of cats.
Yeah. And it's like, that's my mom's three black kitties right now. Those were also strays that, they're stray kittens that were living at that, auto shop.
Mm.
So yeah, we just had, I mean, just found kittens, found animals, animals that found us, like, just how it happens, and we take them in.
So, like, have you guys ever bought an animal? Like, not from, like, a shelter?
No. I mean, other than, like, the rabbit
mm-hmm.
and the guinea pig. And, like, we bought, like, goats from, like, people who had, like, goat herds, you know? So they I guess they, like, bred goats or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like, we have always adopted from shelters, or, like, we've gotten them out, like, from Kmart or something like that. People just giving away kittens, or kittens that just, like, appeared on our doorstep.
Mm.
That's how we got Buster, too. Like, we were visiting my grandma's house, and we heard a commotion on the front porch. And we opened the door, and there was a puppy there. And he was so skinny. Like, you could count each one of his little ribs. Like, you could, like, put, like, your... Because I'm a, like, he was a big guy, and he was still, like, a... Even as a puppy, you know, you could tell he was going to be a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, he was so skinny that you could, like, put, like, your hands around him, like, easily. Like, because he just had nothing on him. And he was crawling with fleas. Like, you could just see them, like, legions of them all along his legs and his belly, just, like, everywhere. Mm. Like, he was on his last legs.
Poor
like,
guy.
He would not have lived for much longer because he was just so... emaciated and, like, neglected, and so we adopted him too.
What about, like, Copper and Hershey? Like, where'd you get those guys
Hershey
from?
We got from the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Cleo we got from the shelter. Copper, I'm honestly not sure because I was so young. I assume that it was the same because just how my parents have always gotten animals. So I assume it's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm honestly not sure.
Okay.
There are always just so many homeless animals that need you.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, why adopt from breeders? Like, it's better to take in a homeless animal.
Adopt, don't shop.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, even if, like, you really, like, want a certain breed, there are usually, like, rescues
for that particular breed.
Yeah, and so it's like, you want, like, a golden retriever or something. Like, there are golden retriever rescues where you can take in that kind of breed and not getting it from a breeder.
Mm-hmm. I, just out of curiosity, like, a couple of weeks ago, I was looking up a bunch of, like, where near me, like, in my immediate area has, like, dogs available.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw there is a rescue for this very specific kind of Korean dog that I didn't know existed until this year.
Mm.
It's called I think a Jundo.
Okay.
Or a Jindo. It essentially looks kind of like a Shiba, but like thicker, and not like its face is not as pointy, its ears are not as pointy. Well, I was just...
You should get that dog.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
They're kind of mean, and I think they also have, like, high prey drives.
Oh, okay.
But, like, there's just a ton. Like, I feel like maybe people got them not realizing what they were getting into, and then they surrendered them to a rescue.
I feel that's, like, with a lot of people and animals, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't know what they're getting into, and, like... They just treat it as, like, a toy or, like, some sort of accessory and not as a living creature that needs attention and care.
Yeah, and a lifetime commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, it's so...
It's, like they're your children.
Yeah, like, they tell people, like, don't get them as presents and shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. don't do that. Like, it's a... I don't know. Like, obviously, if you're not educated, you can't educate anybody else. But it's, like... Educate yourself before you decide to go down this road that you want to do this.
Yeah, don't just be like, oh, it's so cute. It's like, well, yeah, it's cute, but it's like, are you going to be able to provide it the home that it needs?
Yeah, they need exercise, they need health care, they need mm-hmm. food, they need you to give them attention. Like, it's a lot. Like you said, it's essentially like having children.
Yeah, it gets very expensive. Like, take it from me, people who, like, my boys in their last years, I dropped at least 20 grand on them.
Yeah.
Because they all got sick. And it's like, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You got to help them. You got to do what you have to do. And so it's like, if you aren't able to spend that kind of money, then, like, you probably shouldn't get a pet.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was a very extreme case, because you had three cats. Because
it was
cats.
All three of them sick at the same time.
And they all got sick at the same time. But, like, be prepared to spend hundreds and possibly thousands of dollars if something happens. Like, obviously, you don't want it mm-hmm. to happen, but life happens.
Yeah, and you gotta be able to give them the care that they need.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just really lucky that, like, they didn't get that sick when I wasn't making enough money to be able to, like, do things for them. Like, it was tough. Like, Tara's kitty, Pitten, like, she got sick when she was relatively young. She was, like, less than 10 years old, for sure. And, like, it was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was tough. And she required, like, constant care after that. Like, she had to be on a special diet. Like, she, like, had to have, like, certain medications. And so it's just, like, sometimes it's, like, it's not even just, like, you know, oh, like, they swallowed a string or something like that. And it's a one-time deal. Or, like, they got a bladder infection. It's, like, no, sometimes it's a chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, you have to take care of them for the rest of their lives.
Yep, just like people.
Mm-hmm.
Was it she had to have, like, special food made out of, like, rabbits or something?
Yeah. It was, like, the kind of protein she was able to digest.
Mm. I remember that.
Yeah, poor little bunnies. Oh, and also, just while I'm thinking of, like, terrible things that pet owners will do, like, don't get a carnivore and then try to turn it into a vegan or something.
Yeah, they're not vegetarian stuff.
No. No, and if you can't handle that, then don't get it.
Yeah,
don't get the animal.
Slowly
get an herbivore.
Slowly killing dogs, trying to make them vegan.
That's not how they live.
Like they're like, oh, he's fine. It's like, he's fine right now. Like, this is not a long term thing that he can survive. They need to get certain things. Yeah, no,
it's like he's gonna drop dead tomorrow, but he is dying. You are killing him.
Yeah. Insane, stupid. Like, I know people still do it. I haven't seen it in a while, but I just remember that one dude on Tumblr who had, like, a Shiba who insisted that he was fine being vegan. And it's like,
no, that dog needs to be taken away from
mm-hmm.
him.
And of course, wanting to argue with everyone. I feel it was mostly for attention. Because you're sitting there arguing with everyone that comments to you. It's like, you're just doing that for bad press.
That's so gross.
It is. I fucking hate it. We should do an episode about that. Bad press. People thriving off it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just stop giving it to them. Like, at some point, it seems like you should be able to tell when people are just... No, I'll save that.
Yeah.
I'll save that for another episode. All right, so you have any last thoughts to wrap this up?
I guess... I don't know. Like, obviously, like, just from listening to this, like, you can very clearly understand that pets are just a critical part of my life. And I know that some people don't have pets, and, you know, it's their own personal decision. And I sound like one of those, like, people who are like, oh, like, you're going to want kids eventually. But it's just like, how can you not want a little buddy? Mm. Like, even if it's just like a little fishy or something, like, how can you not want like a little buddy? They're so cute. They're so sweet. And I think that, like, they're so rewarding. But, like, as we've talked about towards the end here, you have to know what you're getting yourself into. You have to know if, like, your lifestyle is going to be able to accommodate that other little living creature. So, obviously, if it's clearly just not the right choice for you, then you're making the right choice by not doing it. Mm-hmm. But if anyone is on the fence about whether or not they should get an animal, I feel that lots of people have impulsively adopted through the pandemic. But if you're still on the fence, then I would encourage you to do your research and find the little buddy that's right for you.
Yeah.
And then share pictures.
Yes, and share pictures. I feel like having a pet is like a very enriching experience. And mm-hmm. I know somebody in particular, I'm not going to say names, I'm going to say it's Two Beards, is very, like, he's very hesitant, or he's sworn off of having a pet because of, you know, they're not as long-lived as we are. But
It sucks,
but I told him, it's like, it's every relationship you have, if you're lucky, is probably going to end the same way. But it's like, mm-hmm. you don't not meet people for that reason. It's the same thing. You have to just enjoy the time that you have.
Yeah.
Make the most of the time that you have. Like, obviously, like, when we lost Jewel, that was, like, a huge blow. But I can't swear off of having a pet after that, because I know that I enjoy having them in my life.
Yeah. Like, losing my boys was, like, it's really, like, I'm not exaggerating. And maybe you think that, like, I've lived a particularly cushy life because of this, but it's really, like, the hardest thing that I've ever had to go through. Like, it's just, it was absolutely devastating. Like, I will still cry. Like, I have cried recently because of them. Like, because I just loved them so much. Like, I would have given anything to, like, have them live longer. Like, I would have, like, if, like, the devil himself came and was like, give me your soul and I'll let you have them back. I'd be like, okay, fine. Like, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't care. I loved them so much. But even as hard as it was, like, I would never, like, not want the companionship that I had with them. Like, it was just so, even with all the heartbreak, it was just so worth it. Like, I loved every second I spent with them. They were the best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and like I was saying, like, I know that one day I'll have that same sort of, like, little buddy relationship with these two girls. And I'm really looking forward to that, even though I know that, like, you know, maybe I'll get hit by a bus and I'll get taken out before they do. But I'm probably going to have to go through the same level of heartbreak with them, too.
Mm-hmm. It's, I guess, for lack of a better, it's worth it.
It is.
So, in short, pets are great. Get it. Yeah. If you're thinking about getting a pet, get the pet after you do your research and share pictures with us on social media.
Yay.
And we will see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
You've just listened to We Are Disappointed. Intro music is Feels Bad by Strong Suit. Outro music is Decisions by Dream Heaven. You can find them on the Free Music Archive and Pixabay. If you have something that disappoints you, you can send us a line at We're Disappoint on Twitter and Instagram, or our website at WeAreDisappointed.com, and we can be disappointed together in future shows. Thanks for listening.